T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Off on the week's action. You've got 30 seconds. Rapid fire starts now.
All right, here we go. Let's start out with Keaton. Keaton in Fremont. What do you got, Keaton?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, as a diehard A's fan, I've spent my life growing up in that ballpark. I think this is the best team the A's have put together in recent years since the 2001-2002 season. I think it's more likely the A's win the West. And I think we're going for the whole thing this year. Hot, I know, but I think we do it.
888-957-9570, rapid fire. What's going to happen? Giants get a wild card berth. A's win the division. Let's go to Bill in Napa. What's up, Bill?
Wow, it takes the A's being the best team in baseball since May 16th for you guys to talk about them. But that's okay.
They're the best team.
Absolutely. The A's to win the West is way more likely than the Giants having their best run since, hell, they've been the worst team in baseball since the All-Star break of 2016.
So. Let me ask you real quick, Bill. Are the A's better than the Astros? And why are they going to catch them?
Bill's gone. He's gone.
Nick in Oakland. What's up, Nick?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hiya. Okay, I say A's take the division more so than vice versa. Anyway, I don't really think either would happen, but I think the A's would end up closer to the division than the Giants would for wild card. But I say the A's because they have a solid pitching staff now, and they got all those bangers, 1 through 9, can hit home runs. So I go with the A's.
Thanks a lot. Let's go to Eddie in Napa. What's up, Eddie?
What's up, gentlemen? As much as I am a diehard A's fan, they're probably not going to catch the Astros, so I'm going to go with there's no way the Giants are going to make the wild card this year. Those boys are just playing hot right now to up their trade value so they can get on a halfway decent team that's going to make a playoff run. But the A's are going to sneak in as the wild card and win it all this year.
Well, ooh, win it all.
I mean,
that's strong.
They got to win the wild card game first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And look, they'll have to probably hope they play Tampa Bay in that wild card game.
Yeah.
Because if there's one thing that's been an issue, it's when they play a name brand team, hadn't been there for
trouble
them.
Brewing.
Although they also lost to the Royals.
Yeah. Rich in Albany, what's
not
up, man?
Not this team, though.
True. What's up,
hey,
Rich? Oh, that's right, yeah.
I'm a diehard A fan, I'll be honest with you, but everybody that the A's are going to probably hit the West, that's going to probably be almost hard, seeing that Houston doesn't let up. They get just as strong, if not stronger, as the year goes. They're young, upcoming. But the Giants, I don't see them winning the wild card for the fact that everybody in their area is just as potent as them. And truthfully, I think that Zaid is going to start selling, so they're not going to have a chance either.
Fair enough. Doobie. Doobie's in Chicago. Really?
Chi-Town.
What's up, man?
Yes. Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I'm originally from the Bay Area, but diehard A's fan, I got to go with the A's, too. I don't think they're going to win the division. Definitely, they can make the wild card, but in this scenario, I got to pick the A's. I mean, people are acting as if teams don't go on streaks before. Steiny, you mentioned it before. The Mariners started off this year extra hot. You look at a team like the Rangers. Just last month, they were the second wild card team. So, I mean, these teams... Teams get streaky. It's baseball. Calm down on the Giants. Go A's.
Mariners were 13-2.
I know they were. 13-2. All right, let's wrap it up with Shirley in Oakland. What's up, Shirley? Take us out.
Let's go, Oakland.
We need a reason.
Oakland.
Are you going to answer the question? Come on now.
Oakland. Man Laureano. Did you see that catch last night?
I didn't see the catch.
Bomb. Yesterday.
Yeah, he's, you know what? He seems to be a favorite among the women fans. Is that fair to say? Women seem to like Laureano. That's all I'm going to say.
Sure,
I'm not necessarily sure it's because of his defense. But I think that's the case. I think Laureano's a good-looking guy.
It's just it, rapid.
It's kind of the A's Jimmy Garoppolo.
A's fans represented well there during rapid fire. I don't think we heard from one Giants fan during rapid fire. A's fans came in, and they represented.
Yeah.
Clean sweep. Brought the brooms.
I can't take the A's in another one-game playoff. In fact, I may not watch if it's a one-game playoff
this
year.
Don't. You'll watch. You'll be watching at a bar.
They've lost four one-game playoffs in the last 6 years?
No, they
lost twice to the Tigers.
That was a five-game series.
Five-game series.
That's right. Verlander won both game fives.
Well, if you go all the way back to 2000, they lost a game five in 2000, lost a game five in 2001, lost a game five in 2002. They lost a game five in 12, 13, an elimination game in 14, the one game, and then 18.
Dude, how do you remember that stuff off the top of your head?
Just haven't.
I'm serious.
Now, they did make it to the league championship series in 2006. That's the one outlier, but that's the only time they've ever won a series or a round.
Who's a guy from Detroit who was pitching? He was doctoring the balls. He was cursing at himself.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. I wanted to say Kenny Rogers, but I want to say Kenny Watson.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan favorite. I mean, he wasn't a media darling, right? Kenny Rogers. Wasn't he involved in a lot of stuff with the media? Couldn't stand the media.
He was in a Yankee.
Push the guy with a pitch
for the A's.
Yeah?
In the
late
90s.
A lot of clubs, yeah. Pitched for Texas, pitched for the Yankees for a while. I mean, he was all over the place. But he had a good run in 06 when the Tigers advanced to the World Series and lost to the St. Louis Cardinals. Now we're Pujols. And I believe the Cardinals, that was the year the Cardinals were like 83-78. And they got to the playoffs.
Oh, by the way, Lucas. Bad info, and I got called out in the text line. Apparently, the Astros in 2015, when they won 86 games, was not the lowest.
The Twins were.
Total for a team to make the wild card.
So he said the Cardinals
won the division that year.
Cardinals won a division, but the Twins,
with
believe.
With 83 wins.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 83 wins.
There you go.
Yeah, the Dodgers in 06.
84 wins, right?
Yeah, the Dodgers and the Padres both had more wins. The Dodgers, I believe, were the wild card. The Padres won the division.
Off the top of your head, too?
Yeah. In 06?
Yeah. That's almost 15 years ago, bro.
The Dodgers, Padres, Cardinals, and the Mets were the other team that made it that year.
So the texter who said I was wrong was wrong.
I believe the Twins made a wild card winning 85 games.
All right.
And the Dodgers won a division. And the Dodgers won a division being 84-78.
Okay. So I said specifically wild card. So if I'm either going to be wrong or have to apologize to Lucas. I'd rather apologize to Lucas.
You did say wild card.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. I did say wild card. Jeez. All right. Let's play a game. JD, who won the World Series in 2008?
The Phillies.
Who'd they play?
The Rays.
And then who did the Phillies beat in the National League championship?
In 08?
NLCS.
The Dodgers.
Yep.
They beat them in 09 too.
Who was hitting home runs with the Phillies? Who had a big home run at Dodger Stadium, JD?
Matt Stairs.
Matt Stairs, yep.
Yeah, Matt Stairs.
All right.
The next year was the year Utley went off, but they ended up losing
to the
Yankees.
Who won it in 2001?
The Diamondbacks.
Who'd they beat?
The Yankees.
This guy.
The home team won every game in that series.
You didn't know
who won who won the NBA title in 2001?
The Lakers.
This guy's unreal.
Damn!
That was the year the Lakers lost one game. They went 15-1.
In 2001. 957-9570.
That was when Iverson stepped over Lou.
Right.
Stump
JD.
The JD. It ain't Stump the Schwab.
What did Lakers,
Stump the JD.
What did the Lakers have?
Holy
what did they
hell.
Have? A 10-game layoff? A 10-day layoff? In 01 before they played the Sixers?
They have something like that.
Yeah, you know what? That happens a lot now. 8-10 days off.
Right.
1995 World Series?
The Braves. That was the one year the Braves won. They beat the Indians in six.
Dude, how far back can you go?
As far as what?
Just
like champions?
Yeah, champions.
I could 81? Let's say 81. That's the year I was born. So 81.
All right.
Who won it that year?
Who won what that year?
The World Series in 81.
The Dodgers.
Dodgers over the Yankees?
It was
the Yankees?
It was the Yankees. Yeah. Was the Dodgers, the Celtics, and then the 49ers won the 81 season. The Raiders won the Super Bowl played in January of 81.
Oh, man, these guys are coming down your road. Who won the U.S. Open in 2004? No golf. Major sports only.
Do you know golf?
When you open that door up, it does. Yeah, it's, yeah.
Do you know, you don't know golf championships?
Nah.
Like that, nah?
Really. I mean, I'm telling you.
NBA.
I fully acknowledge my memory is shot in terms of years.
Let's go to Badger Brian in Walnut Creek. He wants to stump JD. Badger Brian.
It's going to be easier than people think.
Well, the question's got to be fair, though, right, too. I'll judge if it's a fair question.
Badger Brian, what you got for JD?
Hey, guys. Loving the show as usual. Hey, JD, what's the meaning of life?
Hey, he stumped him.
If I knew, I wouldn't be here. I'll tell you that.
He stumped him.
It's a good question.
Oh, this is a good one. In game 162, which two teams won on the last day of the season, prompting Major League Baseball to add the second wild card format?
Wait, which two teams won?
On the last day of the season, prompting MLB to go to the... When did they go to the second wild card?
Oh, the second wild
card. Right.
Okay. Right. The second wild card started in 2012.
Okay, so what happened in 2011?
That was... Yeah, 2000...
Was that Braves Cardinals?
Yeah, that was... Well, that was the first NL wildcard game.
Right.
Was 2012.
Braves Cardinals, right?
Braves Cardinals.
Yep.
But no, 11 was... The Red Sox ended up out, and the Yankees and the Rays ended up in. I believe. Yeah. I actually might be wrong on that.
Rays play...
Because that was when Longoria hit the home run and put the Rays in.
Right. Did the Rays play the White Sox in that playoff?
Yeah.
You know, in 2011? Is that when they played the White Sox?
The Rays played the White Sox in 08 when they went to the World Series. In the division series. The Rays played the White Sox.
And then the Red Sox. And beat the Red Sox in 7.
Exactly.
Connor in Hayward, you want to try to stump JD.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got a question for you, JD. What year did Dante Whitner change his name?
It's a tough one.
Did Dante Hittner?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it was Hittner, and it was after he got the fine.
Oh, I forgot he legally changed his name. Here's one for you, JD.
2011.
I see one on the text line.
Which team was the first wild card team to win the Super Bowl? I actually know that one.
Yeah, that's...
It was the Raiders.
Yeah. Over the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Eagles.
Way back in the day.
In 80, right?
It was Rod Jaworski and Wilbert Montgomery. It was a Super Bowl where I think Rod Martin had 3 interceptions. He was the MVP.
That wasn't 83?
No, 83, the Raiders beat the Redskins in Tampa.
Yeah.
That's when Marcus Allen went crazy.
So if they beat the Eagles, it was 80.
Because I was in high school.
The 80 season.
Sure. Yeah. Pretty sure. Wow. All right. Stump.
Stump Ledge, stump the JD tomorrow. Sounds like a new JD.
Wow.
Somebody bet. Well, this is funny. Okay, I was having this conversation with somebody bet me. This was during the season. Right. I don't know that I could do it now because it's a little bit farther removed, but along those lines, somebody said, JD, can you run back the entire Warriors schedule? Like off the top of your head.
Wow.
Like 82 for 82.
Wow.
And I went.
No way.
Boom, 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 boom,
82
boom.
82 games.
Boom.
82 for 82.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could do it now, but I might be.
Are you serious? 82 games?
I can't even. Who the hell did they open
games?
With? I can't even remember who the Warriors opened with.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Then who was game two?
Westbrook didn't play. Game three was Denver.
Then they play. It was a back to back.
But that's all I got.
They played Phoenix.
Holy hell!
How do you remember 82 games?
Holy cow!
82 game schedule.
Oh my god!
That's insane. Why aren't you gambling more?
Because that's not the same skill.
It may work with blackjack.
It may.
It may work with blackjack.
It may.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Okay, so JD's also saying the Giants should sell. So Farhan needs to listen to that. You need Steve Kerr and the Warriors to get another small forward. They better do that. And
Lucas wants to know who did they play after Phoenix?
Oh, God.
JD knows that. I'm done. I may have to just walk out the studio.
That's a tough Washington at home.
Wow.
And
that
then,
was
and
Steph
then,
Curry
and then it
point
was,
game.
Yeah, and then and then it was at New York, at Brooklyn, at Chicago. home for the Pelicans.
Wait, hold on a second.
That was Halloween. Wait, that was Halloween, home for the Pelicans.
So you just ripped off like the first 11 games?
Something like that, yeah.
Hey, this ain't
and
this, that, hey,
I'm
sick.
Not, hey. And you can see I'm not.
I can see you're not.
Looking at anything.
Who's after the Pelicans?
It was Minnesota at home.
That's insane.
They had the weekend off. They played Memphis at home. Then they had 2 days off. They played Milwaukee at home. They played Brooklyn at home after that.
This is unbelievable. I'm serious,
I can't believe this.
All right, you're done after the Nets.
No.
Clearly. Then it was at the Clippers. Atlanta at home.
That was Trae Young's terrible game. Probably his worst game of the year.
Then they went to Texas and lost three. So it was Houston, Dallas, Spurs. They came back the
that
night.
That was the one without Durant, and they
yeah,
stung.
And it got yeah. weird. Yeah.
Where
yeah.
are we? We're not at Christmas yet, are we?
They got blown out by 21st. They got blown. No, we're the night before Thanksgiving. They got blown out by Oklahoma City. Then they beat Portland the night after Thanksgiving, and then they backed that up with a win over Sacramento the night after Thanksgiving. Orlando after that at home, and then this might be a good time to pause.
Dude, I can't believe that. I can't believe
that.
Damn,
that is.
I can't believe that.
They went on. Yeah, they went.
I can't believe that.
Went on the road.
You know what?
I cannot believe that.
I can't either.
I've never seen anything like that. I've never 82 games.
Can he do it with the Giants this year?
Probably not.
162.
I maybe series. I might be able to do series.
I need specific games. I need whether it was a two-game series, three or four.
I mean, I get some of it.
That is sick. That is unreal.
But you lose because you become so warrior intensive. You lose some of the.
I got you.
Sometimes you lose some of the. Did Giants. You? So we're at. By the way, just so we know, we're at November 29th.
Okay,
November 29th
for the. That's where we stop on the Warriors
after the Orlando game.
After the Orlando game.
All right. Can you not remember who they played after that?
They played at Toronto.
And now we're into December?
And then, we're December 1st. They played Detroit.
This is unreal.
I can't even remember
what happened.
It was a Saturday. Yeah.
Right, who was after Detroit? I'm going to try to think what happened.
Boy, this is where it gets tougher because it was. Oh, man, I might. It's one or the other. I know the next two, but I might have them backwards. At Atlanta, at Cleveland, at Milwaukee.
What happened again?
Bro,
are we at Christmas yet?
It's December. It's December 7th. It was at Milwaukee.
Wow.
I mean, should we pick this up on the other side?
I think we may have to.
This is
hell yeah.
Okay, so the game at Milwaukee. They won that game
they won
Friday
it,
night
yeah.
because they lost night. At home to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That was a Friday night on the ESPN.
Okay, so who was after Milwaukee?
Oh,
they came back home.
They
right?
came back home. Yeah, they came back home, and there was one game, and then they got blown out by Toronto. It was Minnesota, Toronto.
Wow,
Minnesota. It was Minnesota, Toronto at Sacramento.
I'm speechless.
At Sacramento was December 14th.
Okay. So I think I can come up with the 25th. Actually, I can't even remember. They didn't play Cleveland this year on Christmas, did they?
No.
No, they played the
Lakers. We got blown out by the Lakers.
I'm 0-1. JD, 26 for 26 so far.
That is the sickest thing I've ever heard. That is unreal.
Holy cow.
26 games.
Oh, my God.
We're not even halfway through.
How many games do we have under our belt?
26 games.
Okay. And let me tell you something. I would not let JD get away with this if I knew he was cheating. No chance. No way. I'm not even going to let him go on the internet during break.
No.
Because we're picking up where we left off. What are we, game 26?
Game 26.
All right.
We're right around Christmas, right? Right around Christmas.
What did we just say? December 14th?
Yeah.
So December 14th was Sacramento, at Sacramento.
Oh,
30 games in. We're 30 games in.
All right.
30 games in.
Good.
We're picking this up on the other side.
You want to do one more real quick?
One more.
Yeah,
go ahead.
One more.
Go one more. Go four games right now.
So, yeah, okay. Well, the next one was Memphis again at Utah. And then, then it gets a little tricky. Let's pause there.
Okay. All
but
right.
Yeah, no enhancement.
No.
Yeah. So December 19th.
This is Elena.
Yes.
Take it away. We're picking up. We're stumping JD here on 95.7
Today. Sounds like you're not stumping JD.
yeah, we're not. Yeah, it's freaking Rain Man over here. Where's Tom Cruise at?
He's getting ready for his, what's it? Whatever. Here, what's happening on the game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Babe baseball is sizzling hot, and the Giants are heading home after sweeping the Rockies. Madison Bumgarner taking the mound for what could be his last home start in San Francisco. He'll face the Mets, who are on a four-game win streak of their own. Who better to talk about the Giants' hot streak than the manager himself, Bruce Bochy, joining the Damon Bruce Show with Darren Smith at 3:30 today. A's have won six in a row. They start a seven-game road trip tonight in Minnesota. NFL Insider Week is going strong here on 95.7 The Game. Next up, Adam Kaplan previews the season at 3 o'clock with Damon and Darren. Sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or a click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com. I'm Elena Matsourkas on the Bay Area's number one sports station. I was talking about Top Gun 2, by the way. It's all in the news today. 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Matt Steinmetz, John Dickinson here for Daryl the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill. And we're going to try to stump JD on the Warriors schedule. We're going to try to stump him. So far, we haven't. So far, his recall of remembering, what is it, the first 36 games of the Warriors schedule? 32 games. The first 32 games of the Warriors schedule, JD has nailed them. Absolutely nailed them.
We are on the verge of something spectacular about to happen. He's 32 games in.
32.
Not even half.
32 games in, John Dickinson has recalled off the top of his head the right first 32 games for the Warriors. So we are now up to December 22nd. The Warriors had a game on December 22nd. It was their 33rd game of the year. And we pick it up with John Dickinson, who they play on December 22nd.
Dallas. 23rd, home back-to-back, the Clippers. Christmas, the Lakers. Then Portland at home. At Portland. At Phoenix.
New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Yep.
Yeah, at Phoenix, New Year's Eve.
All right.
Then Houston at home out of the new year. Whew. At Sacramento. The Knicks.
This is insane.
The Bulls.
All right, this is
home or away?
Home Knicks on the 8th. home Bulls.
Wait, did you just say on the 8th
of January? Yeah, my birthday.
So you're getting dates now.
So now he's giving the date.
He's giving a date.
Oh, I mean, maybe not for all of them, but the 8th was my birthday.
Okay,
they played I remember it was one of the worst games of the year.
Real quick,
who'd they play?
The Knicks.
Real quick,
it was actually a horrible week. The Bulls game was terrible too.
That was a bad game. On the Chilton Auto Body text line from the 408, I was supposed to have a meeting right now, but God wants me to listen to JD name the schedule. Yes, the meeting was canceled.
How about this one? For it. How about this one? Bonte and Steiner, you can take off. JD's got this.
Right.
All right, January 8th, John Dickinson's birthday. The Warriors with a nice win over the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Then what?
Then it was the Bulls. And then at Dallas, at Denver, the Pelicans.
Holy hell.
Wow.
At the Clippers, at the Lakers.
Take a breath.
Wow.
It's called a reset.
Wow.
John Dickinson is reciting every game the Warriors played in order. In other words, he's recalling the 82-game schedule. He's into mid-January, I believe. He's gotten them all right. And all I can tell you is I'm giving you our word. This is not scripted.
Not scripted.
This is just beyond comprehension to me. All right, where are we?
We're right after the Lakers game.
I forgot the last
January 24th.
Which Lakers game?
The one
January 21st.
First, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
January 21st. It was Clippers-Lakers. They played the Clippers on a Friday night.
Okay.
And then the Lakers Monday, January 21st.
Okay. All right. At Washington.
Wow.
At Boston. at Indiana.
Wow.
And then they came home. Philly? Lakers?
I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. I really can't.
February 2nd. Okay, that was February 2nd. Lakers.
He knows the dates. He knows the dates, Stidey. That's
damn. How many games have they played all right now in JD's mind?
Boy, this
are we at the 50 yet?
52 games. 52. He's named the first 52 games on the schedule.
Oh, my God.
All right. San Antonio.
Home or away?
Home.
Of course.
Ah, boy.
How about this one? Take your time. From the 707, wow, JD, all my winemakers right now are waiting for John Dickinson to be wrong so I can begin the vineyard tour. That's from the wine grower in Napa. Where are we?
So San Antonio, I feel like I'm forgetting one. I honestly.
After San Antonio?
Yeah. At Phoenix?
All right, I may have to walk out right now.
Miami. Miami at home. Utah at home at Portland. Oh my God. And then All-Star break.
Of course.
This very subtle. Just All-Star break.
Okay.
We'll take a break at the All-Star break. JD, you're getting divorced if you ever forget your future wife's anniversary.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my gosh. All-Star break. Nice break.
All right.
They came back.
Sacramento at home. Houston at home. Okay, then a road trip. Oh, boy. At Charlotte. And then it's Miami, Orlando, Philadelphia, Boston.
I cannot believe this.
Denver.
This is absolutely unbelievable to me.
No, it's...
And then they lost to Phoenix.
Of course.
Well, all right, pause right there. How many games do we have left? Like, we're 66 games in, folks.
Oh, my God.
66 games in. And JD has nailed every game on the schedule, whether it was home or away. We got 16 left in the regular season. 16.
They lost at Phoenix.
At home? No, they lost at home to Phoenix.
Oh, that's right. That was during the bad stretch.
On March the 10th.
With KD on that Sunday night. Yeah, it was a Sunday night game, right?
Yeah.
All right.
From the 615, from the 615 pushback a client meeting, I absolutely could not push back to watch JD make history.
All right, 16 games left. By the way, let me just paint the picture. JD right now looks like that statue of the Thinker. The Thinker.
Oh, yeah.
He is. We got 16 games left.
All right.
They've just lost to Phoenix at home, probably in March, right?
March 10th.
Yeah, March 10th.
Okay.
It was at Houston, at Oklahoma City.
14 left.
At San Antonio.
13.
At Minnesota.
12.
Oh, my God.
Came home. Indiana.
11. He's almost there.
9?
He's almost there.
It was Dallas on a Saturday night.
Yep.
5-1-0. This is almost as good as when Draymond Green names all the players drafted ahead of him.
Dallas on a Saturday night. Home back-to-back. Detroit.
Yep. Here we go. Stretch run.
So Detroit was
a Sunday night.
Yeah, that was a Sunday. So that was, 24th. At Memphis, at Minnesota. Back home for Charlotte.
Oh, my.
So now we're into April. Denver at home. At the Lakers, Cleveland at home.
Oh, my God. He's got 3 games left.
The Clippers at home. At the Pelicans at Memphis.
Pop champagne. Everybody,
Pop champagne. I gotta recap what just happened if you joined anywhere in the middle of that. John Dickinson has just...
I didn't think I could do that.
...gone through the Warriors' entire 82-game schedule from last season.
That is...
From game 1 to 82 and got them all right. I cannot believe this. I cannot believe this.
Incredible.
Everyone at the Naval Base is now ready to have JD come do an intelligence briefing. Wow. And by the way, trust me and Bonte and Lucas, the producer, and James Pappas, the board op.
Yeah, they can all see.
He's got no notes.
I mean, he looked down at the ground.
No notes.
Looked down at the ground. Wow. Named the dates, the day.
Of some of
whether
them.
We're at home, on the road. I mean.
I'm out of breath.
Can we just end the show now? Can we just go home now? Like.
I mean, I almost feel like, what's next? All right, go through. I mean.
Here we go. From the 408, JD is my hero. Is he single from a single female? So now you got girls throwing themselves at you, JD. I never thought girls would be impressed with stuff like that, but you got girls throwing themselves at you.
That's remarkable.
Could you do the Raiders and Niners from last year, do you think?
Probably not, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Believe it or not. I mean, it does kind of, when you gain one, you lose the other.
I got you.
I mean, I do remember, I mean, Niners at Minnesota.
Yep.
Well, at Minnesota, home for the Lions, at the Chiefs, at the Chargers. And then actually, even after that, I start to run into, what is it?
On the downside.
I remember a lot of them.
On the downside, the 510 says, congratulations, JD. You are now officially the saddest man in the Bay Area.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
I mean, this is what we've witnessed today.
That is,
to me, is the most remarkable thing I have ever witnessed on the radio or heard on the radio. I got to say it again. John Dickinson has just gone through the entire Golden State Warriors schedule from the 2018-19 season and gotten every single game right. From their opener to their last game of the season, my man JD got 82 out of 82.
That's incredible.
You're gifted, my friend.
That's incredible.
Definitely in AP classes, right?
Yeah, a couple.
But you know what? Actually, what it sounds like, JD, is... You might have been an underachiever. You may have not have put this to great use in your schooling.
I was over it by high school.
Wow.
I really was.
Wow.
Man, wow. I mean, I
don't know where we go from there, Steiny.
Well,
where
let's do you go do this. From there? 888-957-9570. Call in and congratulate John Dickinson. Or what you can do is
try to stump JD.
Yeah, we'll play Stump JD. You can try to play Stump JD, or you could even tell us why that's not so hard to do.
I love this from the 219.
What a feat.
Look, I this is from the 219 on the Chill Not Nobody text line. Oh, my God, JD, I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. I don't remember what I said an hour ago. Like, that's incredible. That's incredible.
No notes, no internet, just... The space between his ears, John Dickinson, 82 for 82. Gee, I mean, there's no sense in going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean,
that's simple, right?
Holy cow. All right. I mean, you're right, Bonte. I don't know what to do after that. I mean, it's like Joe Lacob speaking after Chris Mullen. I mean, we're going to get booed. JD, take it over for the next 10 minutes.
I got nothing, man. I have nothing. I am amazed right now.
So the Giants, buy or sell.
Well, you tell us what they should do.
Yeah, right?
I'd still sell.
Oh, God. Let's go to Tuan in San Jose. What's up, Tuan?
Oh, my
Lord.
Holy
cow.
Man, I was sitting in my car in the parking lot. I heard the whole thing. My mind is completely blown. Like, officially, JD is the super reporter.
I mean...
You just blew my mind.
I mean, who in their right mind, right now, would get into a sports argument with John Dickinson. Yeah. You got to be the dumbest person in America, as my guy Bill Callahan said. I mean, JG, I lose my memory 6 times a show. I lose my train of thought.
I mean, there's times where I've picked you up over the years with minor details. But the key is to keep expectations low.
Well, you haven't. That's over. That's all. It's
because
all.
Because then it becomes,
over.
Hey, do this, do that. It's, you know, it's more hit or miss.
Throw a game to you. You better know when that game was, when it took place, what stadium it was in, what the batting order was. Like, it's done.
Let's go to Sam in Berkeley. What's up, Sam? How you doing, man?
Hey, actually, I'm driving, and this guy, John Dickinson, put to shame Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man. This guy is amazing.
Isn't it incredible? Hey, I'm sitting next to the guy. I've known him for years. I can't believe, and I know he's got
A little something.
He does have this ability, but to this extent, I had no
idea. There is a thing called it's 60 Minutes did a special on this a few years ago. It's called superior autobiographical memory. So you remember, and I don't have there are people
you don't
that
have
really,
100% of it. Right. You only got about 90.
Right. But there are people that literally can tell you, you could bring up a date and they could tell you
what happened on that date,
February 4th, 1995,
right.
And they'd be like, "Oh, it was a Monday, and I was, you know, doing this and that, or you
what?"
Know,
what?
I got a buddy named Harry, real quick, Steiny, who can remember the Super Bowl, where it took place at, the MVP of the Super Bowl, and I was blown away by that. Right? It's just like I can't remember who won the Super Bowl 5 years ago. I'd have to look it up.
I'm terrible at this stuff. From the 707 wants to know exactly. Must have just joined. John Dickinson has just gone through the entire Golden State Warriors 2018-2019 schedule. That's this past year. And he just went through games 1 through 82, got them all right in order. From the season opener to the season finale, JD just ripped off 82 straight games that the Warriors played. It is...
82 games, dog. Like,
spectacular. And you know what? It's so spectacular that we've got a special guest in here right now.
I got to crash this segment. because I watched the Golden State Warriors go to 5 straight finals. And in the entire dynastic run, Matt Stymus has never been as impressed by anything as this ability to recall.
This is
unbelievable.
Curry's MVP.
It really is.
Is this better than Clay scoring 37 in a quarter?
Easy.
I'm blown away.
You know, it's up there with that.
It's very Rain Man-y.
Yeah.
It really is. I want to get a whole box of toothpicks, drop them, and see if you can get the number within like 10. I really do. And as long as we're bragging about recall, I got a buddy of mine going back to the 50s who can give you every Final Four, all four participants, the title game, and the winner.
That's pretty impressive.
That's impressive. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't have that recall ability.
No.
I smoked that away a long time ago. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
JD, you're an amazing human being.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
We have about 5 minutes to fill. JD, the floor is yours, man. I honestly don't know. How do you follow that up with anything? Giants, A's. You know, Niners, Garoppolo talk.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
510 is trying to steal a little thunder, saying, well, he traveled to most of those games, right? So he remembers where he booked flights and where he stayed. And you didn't travel a lot during the regular season.
Not most. Yeah. There was a handful.
Couple of
Portlands, couple of Sacramentos.
Right.
Let me say this.
Denver,
even if he did travel
LA
to every single game, I don't think any beat writer out there can remember that.
That's a good one.
You know what? You can't write. Even if he did go to every single, like Anthony Slater, I love Anthony, but he couldn't recall single game.
I bet you there's
somebody out there that could. Like, I bet you there are people out there that could.
Let me tell you who couldn't.
If you pulled the whole NBA.
Well, I'll tell you who couldn't.
You.
Steve Kerr.
Oh, yeah.
Steph Curry.
What about Raymond Ritter?
No, I don't think he could. I really don't. Because you know what?
Actually, I think he might be.
Because he's been in the league 40 years. He'd get something mixed up. You know what I mean?
That should be in the Guinness Book of World Records right there. Like, that's got to be a record.
I know.
I've never, I've heard people recall the regular season schedule, certain games, certain plays, Final Four, Super Bowls, like World Series.
And another
82 game schedule. That's 80. Like,
and another woman is wants to know if JD's single on the text line.
Wow. Oh man! I mean, look,
the problem is we should have done this tomorrow because now we got a playoff. There's going to be we got to offer
tomorrow.
We got to offer him a challenge tomorrow. I think
we'll come up with something.
Yeah, we will come up.
We'll come up with something. Wow. Then I got to deal with this guy next week, so I got to come up with more things.
I tell you what. I feel like Wally Pipp right now. It's a bad time to go on vacation. Ay, ay, ay. Wow. Anyway, for the last time, we'll wrap it up right here. Just one last time, John Dickinson has just run through the entire Golden State Warriors schedule.
Breaking news.
Game 1 through 82, he named them all in order. He went from October to April. I just can't believe it.
I need a drink after that. Like, that's... That's something you think about for weeks. The guy just named 82 games. I don't even want to go to the Giants game anymore.
Anybody seen A Beautiful Mind? I haven't seen that movie, but they're comparing JD to the movie. There are numbers flying around John Dickinson's head like A Beautiful Mind, which I'm pretty sure was a great movie. Pretty sure. Oh, 5-1-0 nitpicking through the preseason.
Yeah, it's a I don't really remember.
You don't have the preseason.
No.
Who remembers preseason NBA?
I actually
hoops?
Don't.
One of the games was probably against the non-NBA
I remember,
team.
Well,
there was a game in Vegas, right?
Yeah,
with the Lakers and Warriors. Wasn't there a game in Vegas?
They may play. It feels like they played the Lakers like three times in the exhibition season.
San Jose? They had a game in San Jose?
Yes, they did.
They did have a game in San Jose. Those were just tune outs.
Right.
Like, it's like
right.
That's kind of like when you're saying, oh, you know, AP classes in high school. It's like, yeah, I was over. You know, preseason, I'm over the preseason.
Kurt Young will join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Giants pitching coach. Do you think he remembers or recalls every starting rotation he's managed?
You know, like, you know what JD just reminded me of? A golfer who remembers every single hole. Like a really good golfer.
Right.
Like, if you went up to Tiger and said, that tournament you played in 2007, number 17, where you got a bogey.
Right.
What happened there? Boom. He would know exactly. But Tiger's the guy. I mean, it's happening to him. JD ain't no warrior.
What about Sean McVay? Remember everybody made a big deal about Sean McVay last season. They asked him, okay, you're in Washington. This play happened on 3rd and 10, 2015, and he named a play. What happened? It was like that, right? Just right on, boom, boom, boom. Didn't skip a beat.
No. And yes, look at all these. Yes, this will be on the podcast. This will be loaded onto the website. It'll be hour three from two. We went from about 2:20 to. What do you got? Huh? It'll be hour four. Hour four. If you want to hear one of the most amazing mental. I can't even talk. I'm so.
415.
See?
I 415. Can't talk. JD, I'm straight and married, and I'm curious if you're single.
Yeah, we'll have
5 exclamation points.
Wow.
95-7 the game, if you want to hear it. One of the, I tell you what, maybe the most impressive thing I've ever heard on this radio station. It'll be up by about, what, 2:30?
It's coming.
2:30, hour four.
There may even be a video about this. There may be a video on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah. Steinmetz, I don't, like... Let's just end the show early.
Yeah.
Let's just get the hell out of here.
Yeah, on a high note.
I mean, what did we just see here the last 45 minutes? It blew me away.
I may have a game we could play tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
It actually be interactive.
And
we could involve the listeners if you really wanted to do it.
Oh, man.
I think we're going to do it.
We're going to have to do it. We're going to have to do it.
Because, there is another skill along those lines.
I'm done.
That's the best tease for tomorrow's show I've ever heard.
Steinmetz, are you done? I'm done.
I'm done, yeah.
JD, you done yet?
I'm done. I'll tell you what the game is.
That's it for us. Kurt Young tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Bumgarner Center Guard later today at Oracle Park. Damon Bruce, Darren Smith up next. Bruce Bochy will join them at 3:30 right here on 95.7 The Game. And it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.